Penguin Random House Audio presents We Were 8 Years in Power, An American Tragedy by Ta-Nehisi Coates. Read for you by Beresford Bennett.
To Kenyatta, Tom, Nicola, and Amelie, who went with me into the deep and saw me back to shore. We don't just shine, we illuminate the whole show. Jay-Z. Introduction. Regarding good Negro government. In 1895, 2 decades after his state moved from the egalitarian innovations of Reconstruction to an oppressive redemption, South Carolina Congressman Thomas Miller appealed to the state's Constitutional Convention. We were 8 years in power. We had built schoolhouses, established charitable institutions, built and maintained the penitentiary system, provided for the education of the deaf and dumb, rebuilt the ferries. In short, we had reconstructed the state and placed it upon the road to prosperity. By the 1890s, Reconstruction had been painted as a fundamentally corrupt era of Negro rule. It was said that South Carolina stood under threat of being Africanized and dragged into barbarism and iniquity. Miller hoped that by highlighting black achievement in governance and marshaling a credible defense of black morality, he might convince the doubtlessly fair-minded people of South Carolina to preserve the citizenship rights of African Americans. His plea went unheeded. The 1895 Constitution added both literacy tests and property requirements as qualifications for enfranchisement.